the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. Bad news for a Swedish Christian shot in Pakistan, and pastoral training is making a dent in pastoral ratios in Japan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The deadliest school shooting in the United States history has everyone shaking their heads and asking why. While common, social worker at Bethany Christian Services, George Tyndall, says children all over the country will be affected by this.
It can create a fear of, what if this happened at my school? You could see responses from kids, you know, having stomach aches, headaches, complaints of not feeling well, in an attempt to stay home, try to stay safe, avoid going to school.
Spiritually speaking, Vice President for Outreach at Biblica, Rich Blanco, says our response as Christians,
it is an opportunity for the churches in that area to step up and just be a listening ear, to be a shoulder to cry on, and then at some point to also offer the hope that's only found in Jesus Christ.
Biblica offers a scripture booklet called Deeper Still to help deal with incredible grief. Grants are available through a link at our website. Next, the Swedish Christian worker who was shot in Lahore, Pakistan, died last week in Stockholm. 72-year-old Brigida Almby was a familiar face in Pakistani Christian circles. She served for 38 years, many of them as a Bible teacher and orphanage director. The Christian community is in shock and feels vulnerable. Paul Esterbrooks is minister at large with Open Doors.
I don't think believers in Pakistan are especially surprised at this kind of activity. I mean, they've been experiencing this kind of challenge for decades. They know that there's a price to be paid in this area for those who follow Jesus.
There's a message for Christians in the West.
This is, I think, a wake-up call for us in terms of our concern for brothers and sisters in countries like Pakistan, that we uphold them before the Lord, because they face these kind of pressures on a daily basis.
It won't stop the work of sharing Christ. We have more at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. The average age that kids get involved in the sex trade is 12 years old.
It's a huge problem worldwide, and it's the helpless of the helpless that are usually trapped up in these systems.
Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says they work with a shelter in India for rescued girls aged 8 to 18.
We're looking at caring for them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And so part of that is sharing the hope that is in Christ.
BGR notes God's amazing grace at work. After an extended wait, one girl found a long-term home. Another got favor from the courts and avoided a dangerous situation. According to Palmer, stories like these are typical.
The majority of the girls that we work with, they do get out of the trafficking. They do get into a stable family, and there's hope.
You can help save lives at missionnetworknews.org. And in Asia, for every 500,000 people, there's only one trained Christian leader. David Dialan from Asian Access says they're working on training more leaders, especially in Japan.
At this point, there's a strong emphasis on helping pastors to look at this new paradigm, a biblical paradigm of developing leaders within their context.
Asian Access believes growth in leadership needs to happen.
It becomes even more critical for churches and organizations to invest in developing leaders, because of the need, which is going to be ever increasing.
They've developed a creative leadership program of 8 3-day sessions over 2 years.
One is very relational, which allows the pastor to also have the freedom to express and to question and to wrestle. And at the same time, we have developed a very secured, safe community.
Pray this leadership training will lead to many more coming to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy and Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
But a humble gift of love, Jesus born of Mary.
Call 1-800-995 with your best gift and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.